Rabbeisai. Tonight we have a very special siyum that the yeshiva is hosting. A yid who's a mamish, I'm going to try to speak about him a little bit tonight so you can appreciate the godless of what we're experiencing. But it's mamish, a very big event. Everyone is, of course, invited. It's immediately after the Mashkiach Shmuz. We're going to try to run it as timely as possible. Night Seder will be starting at 9:05, Beis Hashem. And we'll have Ma'ariv at 10:15 after Night Seder. What? When this was regular, until so that. Not happening. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe good idea. Remind me. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot of work to do over here to try to understand what's going on. The Gemara says, and at the bottom of Daf Chesamid Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman LaIsra Olav. How did Rashi learn? Rashi said it's only Neman LaIsra to create Isra, not Lapsida Ksubasa. That's the way Rashi learned. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Afanan Nami Tanino. We also learned this way. Because it says in our Mishnah, Besulin, this is the Omer Avi, the Omer Avi in the Yomachamishi Loi. Yomachamishi Loi, my time, Mishamikuri Daito, Ulamai. Ila Mesev La Ksuva. If it's to give her a Ksuva, Nesev La. Why didn't let him give her the Ksuva? We asked the question, what does he mean, give her the, how could you give her the Ksuva? What about the Yarshim? What about the Lakuchais? Who asked that question? Maron Leib Steinman asked the question. So we spoke about that a little bit, understand what's the nature of the Mekach Tois. I'll call upon him. But the Chayra, we have another Kasha over here, which Rabbi Yitzchak Wagner asked us on Rashi, which is really, it's kind of on the Gemara. Gemara says, Ila Mesev La Ksuba, Nesev La, Ma Lanu La Hafsida Rehu Noisen Midas. So I want to understand what's going on over here. The man, it's the morning after, the man says Pesach Pasuach. The man says Pesach Pasuach. So, he's not a Bucky, according to Rashi. Assuming he's not a Bucky. That's what I'm assuming. So, is it possible that he's giving her the Ksuba because she is Mephias him? And he thinks that maybe he made a mistake. And really, he shouldn't be giving her the Ksuba. But he's giving it to her anyway. She's convincing him that he made a mistake. If that's the case, l'chayra, her taking the ksuba is gezel. Because she doesn't deserve the ksuba.
There's only she that's doing iser. He's not doing
iser. Ein achanami. Ein achanami. But l'maisa. Oh, so Mati's saying like this. If she's doing the iser, then who cares? But he's not doing anything wrong by giving her, even though he's giving her money that she doesn't deserve. Giving her money that she doesn't deserve. So that would answer also Rabbi Leib's kasha. Rabbi Leib is saying, what about the Yarshim and what about the Kuchas? They're still not doing anything wrong by giving the money. No one's doing anything wrong. He's giving the money. It's not like, it's not mashma that way so much. And from Rashi, Rashi says, Hareu Noisen Midas. What is that? What's the point of Hareu Noisen Midas? It sounds like Rashi's saying, he's giving willingly, so there's no problem. But we're talking about him giving, that's saying because he's not doing anything wrong because he's giving. Sounds like, what do you want to be mafsida for? If he's giving the money, he's giving the money. What do you mean? Maybe she doesn't deserve the money, and it's gezel. Maybe it's gezel. Could be. Could be. I'm not sure how much to hang on that deer, but I'll call upon him. Question like this. Let's say Shitaka was Mizana, and if he knows she was Mizana and decides to give the Ksuba anyway, okay, so then you're not stealing from him. But if she's gonna convince him that really he made a mistake. In that case, the Chayra, she's stealing from him. So even the, so, how do you know he's nice? What does it mean? He's nice saying midas. What does that mean? So perhaps it's a little bit of a chiddush what we're saying, but based on what we said yesterday, that this is not a full mekach tois over here. So even if let's say he never finds out that there was a mekach tois, so he never is. So the ksuba was 200. He was never mevatel the ksuba. So if he would know that it's the wrong thing, he could maybe be mevatel the ksuba if he wants to. But until he does that, there's not a real mekach tois here. This is just enough to be, like we said yesterday, that's why it's not a problem with the Yoshim Lekuchas either. Because once he agrees to give this ksuba, so the ksuba stays in place. It's not a pshat, you mechayv yourself new money. It's the same old money. So if he never is mevatel the mekach, it's the same old money. Same chiv the ksuba. Okay, let's start from this. Al kol panim says the Gemara, Elamai, it's talking about lapsida ksubasa. So Tosis here goes on this line of the Gemara. The Gemara is entertaining for a moment that according to Rabbi Elazar, you're only Neman lemesev laksuba. And then it would be no riot to Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, what is it talking about? I lemesev laksuba. If that's what we're coming for, and that's all the Mishnah is telling us, is just for Mesa. No, is the Gemara to have Amina at one stage of the Gemara that he will be Neman lafsida ksubasa and not lo Isra. This is what Tosis says. He's medayik this in the Gemara. In that stage of the Gemara, that one, the Gemara ends up saying that can't be talking about that because why do we care if he gives her the money? He doesn't give her the money. But the Gemara entertained for a moment. Maybe the reason we wanted to come into Beis Din is lahafsik ksubasa and not lo Yisra. Says Tosis, mashma im hayabal le Beis Din hayaneman lahafsida ksubasa afal pi shelo Yisra alav lo hayaneman. It's mashma to be neman lahafsida ksubasa and not lo Yisra. Why? Why would he be neman lafsidik subasa and not lo isra? Why is it one easier? Is one need more nemanis than the other? Lo isra lafsida says Tosis mishum the islan lemeimar shema ein abaki bepesach pasuach veukma becheskas heter avol mikomokum ksubasa hifsida avol pishiyesh lanu loymer shitoye bepesach pasuach the islan lemeimar ukima moina becheskas mori. Says Tosis, really, the ksuba and the isser are identical in the severity or in the chaymer and how much raya you need. It's just in the case of the ksuba, there's a chazaka that's working in his favor. In the case of the isser, there's a chazaka working in her favor. But really, they're really the same. Isser and the mammon really, we would equate them on the how much birur you need. L'chor the pshat in Tosis is as follows. How many edim do you need? How much birur do you need when it comes to mamon? Apishnayim edim yakum davar. How much birur do you need for erva? Ein davar she'erva pachas mei. Shnayim. It's the same thing. So erva and mamon are really the same thing. It's like basically the same playing field. So why would you be neman on one and not the other? Says Tosis, because one is a chazaka in his favor, one is a chazaka in her favor. But again, the mamon, where's the mamon right now? It's by him, he has a cheskas mamon. When he gave the Issa, she has a cheskas heter. So that's the only difference. And really, maybe what we're talking about over here is a suffek baki. What happens when you have suffek baki? It depends where the chazaka lays. If the chazaka is working in his favor, so then he'll win it. So Issa and mamon are going to be different based on that. That's the chayra, the pshat in Tosfos. Okay. Clear in Tosfos, however, if he's not a bucky, is it going to be usher? According to Tosfos, if he's not a bucky, is it going to be usher? No. Frek to the Birkas Avram. I don't know why not. What happened to the call of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisur? We gave out this Birkas Avram yesterday. Shavya anaf sheikhaticha di isura. So he's not a baki. Shavya anaf sheikhaticha di isura.
So like you say, it's like another like Rashi.
So l'choira, Pshat and Tosis, as Baruch is saying, Tosis holds shavya anaf shei doesn't mean that anytime I can make anything aser on my own, I could just say something aser. Shavya anaf sheikhaticha di isura means that we believe you. If you're not a baki, so then we can't believe you. Kilo, we know not to trust the Shavya Nafshe.
Ein Hachanami, Rashi will hold, even though you're not a Baki, it's still Usser. Why? Because Rashi learns. It's not a Birur. It's Midineder, whatever that means exactly. Eibaze. So according to Rashi, you could Shavya Nafshin if you're not a Baki. But according to Toisvis, the whole Yesod of Shavya Nafshe is telling me that we're going to believe you. If he's ain't a Baki, it's almost like we know not to believe you. Excellent question. So Toisus is saying we only believe you because we're limiting your nemanus to yourself. Once we would believe you about someone else, once it would be relevant to someone else, we wouldn't believe you anymore.
Wouldn't believe you, or you need to wait him.
That's why you need to wait him. In other words, if I'm going to say something that's going to, let's say a person says Idos Baldin Kameidim Dami, he's Moida. That nemanus is only as long as I'm talking about myself. But if I'm going to affect someone else, I can't believe you about him. The only reason we can believe you is because listen, it's only affecting me. But it's a beer. Stuck an interesting hagdar. Al kolpanim lechayra azay kom teos according to Tosfos. Now, Rabbi said Rashi is going to be very shver. Rashi is shver. There's two shverkeit in Rashi. One shverkeit is as follows. Tosfos proves from the Gemara that it is easier to create to be neman on mamon than it is on iser. Tosfos proves that from the Gemara. Where does Tosfos prove that? Because the Gemara at one stage of the Gemara says maybe the Mishnah means you're neman lo isra and not neman lafsida ksubasa and not lo isra. So if you ask Tosfos clearly in our Gemara, what do we see? Is it harder to be neman lafsida or is it easier to be neman lafsida? The Gemara says maybe you're only neman lafsida and not lo isra. So you can be neman only lafsida, not lo isra. Rashi on daf tesam and av said the opposite. You're only neman lo isra and not lafsida. So this gemara is very strange. Es the shita mekubetzes on Rashi. This gemara is very strange. According to Rashi, are you going to be quicker to aser or quicker to be neman on money? According to Rashi, which one's quicker? Rashi on daf tes says quicker to aser. So if we're saying he's neman lo isra, so what would I say? Kol shchein your neman laps. If you're neman lapsida ksubasa, kol shchein you're gonna be neman lo isra. Because you said on Amid Aleph that according to Rabbi Lazar, you're only neman lo isra, not lapsida ksubasa. So if I see your neman lapsida ksubasa, kol shchein you're gonna be neman lo isra. So what is the Gemara saying? Ile lapsida ksubasa, ile meisiv lo ksuba. If you're only maybe then there's only to lapsida ksubasa. Once you neman lapsida ksubasa, kol shchein you're gonna be neman lo isra. According to Rashi. Azoy frek the shita makubatzes. Mati, you got the kasha? So the shita is bothered. He doesn't necessarily have teretz, but l'chayra, if you what we're saying, pshat and Rashi, we can explain as follows. There's two different reasons why a person would be aser or would be neman. One is midin neder, and the other one is midin ne'amonis. Midin neder, midin ne'amonis. When the Gemara is suggesting Shavya Anaf Shechaticha Di Yisura, what does that midin? According to Rashi, midin neder. So does that make sense? It's going to be more neman on Isra than it is on Mamon?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
there's no real nemanis. So I can only make a neder on Isura. I can't make a neder on Mamon. That makes sense. But when the Gemara is entertaining, Lemesev Laksuba, now the Gemara is suggesting there is nemanus on mamain. At this stage, is it going with the same idea of daf tesam and aleph of neder? It can't be. So now the Gemara is using a new technique of nemanus. In this technique of nemanus, avad it's going to be easier to create the lapsida ksubasa because of the chazaka. In Toisvis, where there's no difference between Daf Tesam and Aleph and Tesam and Beis, it's all Nemanis, so they're gonna have the two sugyas are gonna have to work together. But according to Rashi, we're talking about two different sugyas: the sugya of Isser and the sugya of Mamon. Sugya of Isser is the sugya of Neder. Sugya of Mamon is the sugya of Nemanis. So once we get into Mamon, Tosis is going to agree with, Rashi is going to agree to Tosis. Rashi is going to say, of course it's easier to have Sida Ksubasa in Emanus, because he has a Chazakah.
What is one aid in Emanus? There's no such
thing. So we have to see the Gemara. The Gemara says Chazak and Terech Vesuda Mafsida. It's a Chazaka which creates a certain Emanus over here, which is a new thing.
Rashi's not trying to fit this in our basement off, but is it we're trying to bring Adim to get the Emanus, maybe? So we're talking about our Mishnah. So according to Rashi, we're talking about the spec state. We're just trying to get Adim. So maybe I don't need Adim. The Adim from myself. Just we're going to get Adim for the money.
Yeah, but for the money, it can't be. There's a Cheshbon why it can't be. I can tell you later about it. But the money has to mean that he needs this Emanus Mamish. Or else it would make sense to Gemara's too. Okay. Rabbi Isai, there's another problem with Rashi, which we've spoken about. I just want to get clear, which is as follows. According to Rashi, which Reb Noyam pointed out, according to Rashi, the Gemara on the Mishnah that Beis Amad Aleph says that he comes Tainas Besulim. Does it mean that the person comes in and he's gonna Taino, we're going to Aser based on his Dibur? What does it mean? We're going to bring Adim. So what does that have to do with Pesach Pesuch Matzasinem Ala Isra Lav? Tosfos asked this question of Beis Amad Aleph. Said Tosfos, "Ein Achanami." Rashi's going to have to learn. We're not bringing a raya, really, that it's usher. We're just bringing a raya that he's a bucky. But Rashi holds. We Madaik Rashi holds. He's not a bucky. Rashi says he's not a bucky. So then, how does Rashi learn the Gemara? So the Chayro, we have to say, based on what we said yesterday, it's just bringing it down a step. According to Rashi, Rashi says he's not a bucky, but he is kimle. What does kimle mean? He's certain. So maybe if he's not kimle, so then is that going to create a call? If people say he himself doesn't even believe what he's saying, he himself doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't even know what he thinks he's because he himself doesn't believe it. That's not going to create a call. But now that we see that he's Kimle, and it creates Isser, so then it's going to create a call when he comes into Beis Din. Why? Because it's Kimle. So Rashi's just going to have to adjust a little bit what happened in Tosfos. I'll call upon him. Today we gave out an interesting Ateres Shmuel. It brings the following thing. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, in a case when he's not a bucky, case when he's not a bucky, or he's a shema bucky, before we knew Rabbi Lazar's chiddush, the Rebbe says you are neman lo yisraelav. So why would you think, if you're before Rabbi Lazar's chiddush, why would you think it's mutter? Tosfos says, before Rabbi Lazar's chiddush, I might think maybe you're only neman to lafsida ksubasa, but you're not neman lo yisraelav. Why? Says Tosfos, because there's a cheskas heter. That was the Gemara's attempt at understanding why, if you don't hold of Rebbe Lazar, so then you're going to be mutter. Why? You could still be mafsik subasa, because there's cheskes mamon. But you also, when it comes to the isser, you're not going to create isser because there's a cheskes heter. That's what Tosfos says. However, if you look in Rashi doesn't mention anything about cheskes heter. When Rashi says that before we knew Rabbi Lazar's chiddush on Daftal Tesam and Aleph, I would think that your mutter, Rashi says the reason your mutter is because you're Eino Baki, therefore your mutter. Isn't it because of Cheskas Heter? Emir Tuch Shapani Haya Ve'Eino Baki, says Rashi, so therefore, V'Loi Te'aser, it's not Aser. Rashi doesn't mention because it's Cheskas Heter. Tosfos says if he's not a Baki, well, he's a Shema Baki. But this is a Shema Baki, right? So therefore, you're going to have to come on to Cheskas Heter. Why doesn't Rashi have to come on to Cheskas Heter? What? Let's get clear. According to Rashi, even when you would come in and say Pesach Pasuach, what's the most that you are, according to Rashi, to create Isser? The most you are is a Neder. If you don't hold the Neder as Chal, so, is there any suffix over here, Bechlal, of you being Usser? Why should you be Usser? According to Tosfos, we're saying that even if you don't hold the Rebbe Lazar, there is a Nemanis It's a shema baki. So therefore, it's a you've created a safek mikoyach your dibur. It's not a vadai because you're a shemein avaki. But something is enough here that we have to down with the fact that he's saying Pesach Pasuach. According to Rashi, the Pesach Pasuach means nothing without the neder. It means nothing. If there's no neder here, there's nothing here. There's no suffix on this isha. So if you tell me there's no neder, if he's not a baki and it's lo kimle, and we're saying there's no neder here, so then of course it's mutter. Tosfos seems to be learning that even the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar is in how much we believe him. So do we believe him enough to create that it's going to be usher or not? But it creates a suffix. Shaken according to Rashi. Again, this is Rashi and Tais Lashitasa. And they're understanding in what's the sugya of Shavya Nafsha Khatihadisu. Okay. So Toisvis now asks a question. Asks Toisvis. Says Toisvis. Vikosha. The first wide line in Toisvis. Says Toisvis Vikosha de Amay Mafsido Ksubasa. Why does she lose her ksuba? Vahavi Svek Sveka. Safek yave baki the Pesach Pesuach iloi v'im timtzalayim ar Pesach Pesuach ave safek ba'ines safek piratzay the afilacious kain ba'ines lo mifsedak subasa. Says Taisis over here it should be a svek sveka and she should not lose her ksuba. Svek sveka and she should not lose her ksuba. What's the svek sveka? First of all, maybe he's a baki, maybe he's not a baki. And even if he is a baki, and that means that even if it is Pesach Pasuach, but it's very possible it's Ba'ines. And if it's Ba'ines, what's going to be the din of the Ksuba? She's going to get her Ksuba. Says, Tosfos, maybe we're talking about Eishes Kayin. What's by Eishes Kayin when she's Ba'ines? Is she Mutter Aser to her husband? She's Aser. But says she's not Maser Ksuba, even though she's Aser. It happened Ba'ines. So it's true, we're telling you, we'd say that she's usher to her husband, but she didn't do anything wrong. It was bainus. So why should she lose her ksuba?
She doesn't have the right to
it. What?
She doesn't have the right to
the ksuba. He's assuming there's rise over here that she gets her ksuba, even though it happens bainus. She gets her ksuba. The Gemara in the Durim, Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Daniel is a Gemara in the Durim. Tzadi Aleph, that she gets her ksuba. Okay. So Rabbi Yisrael Tosfos is saying the following case. Let's get the case. A man is boil his wife. He says the next morning, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So first of all, it could be he doesn't know what he's talking about. And even if he knows what he's talking about, it could be it happened when? Could be it was ba'inus. And if it was ba'inus, she still gets her ksuba. Maybe she's an Eishes Kayin. And she's Aser. Still she gets her ksuba. Comes along the Chiddush Arim and he asks a Mardik Akasha. He asks the Chiddush Arim, now hold on a second. You're saying it happened ba'inus. When did it happen? When are we talking about it happened? What? Before what? It had to have happened after they got engaged. Because we're saying Eishes Kayin becomes usher to her husband, happened afterwards. Happened after she got engaged. Now, someone was ma'anas her. Is she usher to her husband? Yes. Did she tell him? What? She didn't tell him. He wakes up the next morning, he's like, lady, you're not a basula. She's like, oh, yeah. She didn't tell him. So Kayan, was he allowed to live with this woman? Did he just do an Avera? Okay, but Shagi. But who caused him to do this Avera? She did. The halacha is, let's say a woman doesn't tell her husband she's a Nida. And then he has Tashmish with her. He was a Shagi. The halacha is, he's not Chayv in Ksuba. Let's say she feeds him food and doesn't take off Meiser and doesn't tell him. He doesn't have to give her ksuba. She gets him to do an Aveira. She causes him to do an Aveira. He doesn't have to give her ksuba. Frek the Chiddush Arim. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos says, even if she's an Eishes Kayin, and it was an Oines, she doesn't lose a Ksuba. You're right, you wouldn't lose your Ksuba if you would get up and say to your husband, look, now we got problems. But if she doesn't say anything to him, she just caused him to be Oimer and Aveira, and because of that she loses a Ksuba. Not because of the Oines, because of what happened afterwards. She just made him be Boyal, and something that's also for him to be Boyal.
You can find out if she's a Ksuba without being doing
Stop in the middle of the bia. You mean?
Yeah.
Once he starts the tchilas bia, it's already aser. So we're assuming that once he knows Pesach Pasuach, it's already too late. So she caused him to do this avera.
This avera is not on her per se.
So what?
So maybe she only has to say averas that are shaykh to her and.
Why?
It's also her problem.
Why? He eats meiser. She's not even eating meiser. She's not doing an avera. She's just giving him to eat meiser. She giving
understands
an
avera. That law because it's shaykh.
She doesn't understand this. I'm gonna side with the Chiddush Arim on this one. Rav David Kornglass was a Magid Shir near Yisrael. It was the Mashgiach. He said, listen, you can make a lot of chilukim between Farfel and Macaroni, but Beidu Zen and Mezoinas. You can make a lot of chilukim if you want, but a chiluk it is, but why should it make a difference? It's not on her. I'll put it right, but it's another other question. Frek the Chiddush Arim Akasha. Tosfos seems to be saying, over here we have a Svek Sveika. What's the Svek Sveika? Svek if it's Pesach Pesuch Bechlal. And if it is Pesach Pesuch, maybe it happened by Ines. I Eishes Koyen, even Eishes Koyen, says Tosfos. If it's by Ines, she gets her Ksuba. Time out. But if even if it's by Ines, but she should have told him about it. She didn't tell him. Because she didn't tell him, she was hiding from him the fact that he is Usher to be Boiler. You're hiding the fact that he's Usher to be Boiler. L'choira, she should lose her Ksuba. Azay frak the Chiddush Arim. Comes along going to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. He says the following thing. I want to bring it out with the Machloikas Achroinim, which I saw in the. Is it clear? Clear? What did you say? No, but we're saying over here, he's saying it's a Svek Sveika. No, it's in the Svek Sveika, it's not necessarily true. He's saying that what Tosis is saying is that why are we saying that the Mace of Laksuba, as if he would come in and tie into this, she would lose Laksuba. Asks Tosis, why is she losing Laksuba? She has a Svek Sveika. She doesn't have a Svek Sveika. If he's coming in and tying, she doesn't have a Svek Sveika. He doesn't want to give her the Ksuba. He's saying, I don't want to give her the Ksuba. He walks in and says, Pesach Pesuach. We tell him, listen, buddy, I don't care. It's Pesach Pesuach. It's a Svek Sveika in her favor. First of all, it could be you're wrong. Second of all, even if you're wrong, that she was a Bula, but it's very possible it happened by Ines. If it happened by Ines, so therefore, I know you don't want to give the Ksuba. You have to. Over here, we're not saying that this is a kirure das. And you're right, if he would say, I want to give it to her anyway, so then he's chai. But over here, where he's tiny, I don't want to give it. So why is there a svek svek over here? On the side that this was ba'inus, that means that he was just, he just lived with a woman be'isser. Okay, so the Chashuk Echemet says the following thing. What happens in a case when an isha, someone was ma'anis and eishes kaya? Ma'anis and eishes kaya. Yeah. Is she allowed to live with her husband? No. Okay. Before he divorces her, she's Mizana Beratzen. Got the case? Someone's Ma'anis and Eishes Koyin. We know about it. He's on the. They're on the way to the court. They're drafting up divorce papers. Before it happens, she's Mizana Beratzen. Now, he doesn't want to give Ksuba. Does he have to give the Ksuba or not?
Yes.
Does he have to give the Ksuba or not?
Doesn't change anything.
Well, they were not divorced yet.
Doesn't change anything. They had to get divorced. Didn't change anything with
the
din.
The chiyas gerusim until it divorced. It can give us triggers. It was like triggered already.
Okay, the chiyav ksuba was triggered?
Yeah. Because she's ushered in, because the divorce is imminent.
Okay.
No, that's a good way of putting it.
The
chiyuv ksuba.
Okay, so it's a machloikas achroinim. The chalkas machloikik and the base shmua. Okay. Why would you say putter? Everybody say, why would you say putter?
Because it already happened.
Now, why would you say you're putter? She was in Zatachtav. This woman did a despicable act. It's a despicable act.
In her mind, she's not Tachtav anymore.
No. That's messed up. That's messed up. She's Chayiv Misa.
They can't even have.
She's Chayiv Misa. That's true, but she's Chayiv Misa. She did a she's a despicable woman.
I don't think she's so despicable.
Oh my gosh. That's a problem. She's Chayiv Misa. Hello, she's Chayiv Misa.
I get that. Maybe she's
so wait, it's not despicable?
Genius.
Why are we killing her?
In her head, she can't,
No. That's not the reason why the Chalkas Mechoykek says she's Chayiv. Why would the Chalkas Mechoykek say that he's Chayiv? She doesn't lose her ksuba for being a despicable woman. She loses her ksuba for sabotaging the marriage. Did she sabotage the marriage?
No.
It's sabotaged already. That's the machlokes. Let me ask you a question. A woman gives her husband something to eat that's not ma'usar. He doesn't give her ksuba. Why? Why? Maybe because she's a despicable woman. Or maybe because I can't stay married. Can you marry? Can you live with a woman if you can't eat her food? You can't live with her. You've sabotaged this marriage. You've destroyed this marriage. Or what happens if she's mashmashta nida? He can't live with her. It's not this marriage. You are causing the marriage not to exist. I have to give you ksuba. If you cause the marriage not to exist, I have to give you ksuba. You're the one who broke down the marriage, not me. Not necessarily because of the despicable act, because of the fact that the marriage now cannot exist. So the shayla is like this. This case, in our case, she's Eishes Kayan. It was Ma'anas or Tachtov. What's the din right now of this marriage?
Has
to get divorced. She doesn't tell him. And then he's boil her. Did she do something wrong?
Yes.
For sure she did something wrong. Is she going to lose her ksuba?
No.
Maybe not. Maybe she won't lose her ksuba. Why? She's mashamash nida. The answer is, but the marriage was already dysfunctional. Uriah was a terrible, despicable thing that she did. It's a horrible thing that she did. But that doesn't change the fact that she didn't destroy this marriage. This marriage is already broken. The ma'anis destroyed the marriage. So she doesn't lose her ksuba for that. The Chidush Sharim asking the Kasha, he was understanding that, why do you lose your ksuba? Because you did something that's terrible. Look at this horrible thing she did. She's Overes al Das Yehudis. She did something. Look at this. This woman doesn't deserve money. We're not giving you money. This is a despicable woman. So therefore she loses her ksuba. But says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolebsky, maybe that's not why you lose the ksuba. You lose the ksuba because you destroyed the marriage. This marriage is broken already.
Why is that even a tzad for a tzad? Why are we all of a sudden her mashgiach on her Yiddish guide, and she did something despicable, so now she doesn't get money? Ksuba is a thing in the marriage, isn't it, in the marriage?
Good question. I don't know. It's a machloik. It is a machloik. It's chalkos machloking of Yishmael. So I guess it's sad that we're not. I don't know if it's because we don't want to give money to. She's a very saldas Yehudis. She's not. I don't know. It's interesting because I don't know if we find in other areas. Of let's say she's like she doesn't eat, keep kosher. I don't think it's a tzad she loses her ksuba. So it's only what'd you say? Yeah. Same basic method. Okay. Aboisai, but now we have to get to a big nakuda here in the Tosfos, and then we'll start with the etzem haTosfos is as follows. Tosfos is kasha is a pella otzem. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua gives a whole akdama. I'm not the type to argue on Tosfos. I'm not a bar hochi to argue on Tosfos. But what can I do? Tosfos is saying such a big chiddush. I don't even know where Tosfos is getting it from. And not only that, I looked around at all the mafarshim, and no one seems to say like Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos' question was, Svek Sveka should make him pay the ksuba? Svek Sveka should make him pay the ksuba? Svek Sveka should be moitzi mamoin. Mighty Mammon with a Svek Sveika. Where do you ever find such a thing? I checked all the Paiskim. No one says that. Svek Sveika, we saw the Rajma says it's like Midin Roiv. What's the din of Roiv? Ein Hochin Mammon. Basar HaRoiv. HaMaitzi Mechavera Olav HaRaya. What does Raya mean? Adam, you want to take away? Roiv won't work. Svek Sveika shouldn't work. How in the world can Tosis ask be mighty mamain with a Svek Sveika? And that was Tosis Kasha. And Yeshua was baffled by this Kasha. Tosis is saying, listen, he's coming and saying Pesach Pesuch. Yeah, but buddy, you still have to pay because you have a Svek Sveika. Maybe you're wrong, and even if you're right, maybe it was Birat, maybe it was Bainus. Okay. That's one problem with Tosis. There's another problem with Tosis. Says the Taisus Rishonim. This is not a good Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika, we saw our discussion, has to be mishapech. This is where we're going to get into the sugya of Svek Sveika ha-mishapech. What does that mean? I have to be able to clear the Svek Sveika in both directions. For example, classic Svek Sveika daf tesam and aleph. A man walks in and says Pesach Pasuach. Safik oynes, safik ratzin. Even if it's ratzin, safik tachtov, safik lav tachtov. Same thing the other way around. Safik tachtov, safik lav tachtov. And even if it's tachtov, safik oynes, safik ratzin. It doesn't make a difference from which angle I start my Svek Sveika from. It works in both directions. But over here, the Svek Sveika only goes in one direction, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Safik baki, safik ainu baki. And even if you're a baki, maybe it was oynes, maybe it was ratzin. But safik oynes, safik ratzin. And even if it's ratzin, safik ain't a bucky? That doesn't make any sense. If it's ratzin, that means that it was a bia. So the ain't a bucky doesn't there's no room for ain't a bucky if you're telling me that it was biratzin. Once it's biratzin, that means that there was a bia. There's no suffix anymore of bucky or ain't a bucky. So this suffix is not mishapech. So we spoke about whether Tosis holds you need a suffix fake on mishapech. Tosis doesn't necessarily need that, because Tosis on Amad Aleph also is discussing whether or not Mukas eats together with Oynes and Ratzin. We said Tosis doesn't hold a Mishapech. But Tosis Shalom does hold a Mishapech. So what's this discussion of you need a Svek Sveika being Mishapech or not Mishapech? What exactly is the Nakuda of Mishapech or not? And the third Shiloh which we have over here is the Gemara is only discussing two Sveikas. Baki ain't a baki, and Einus and Ratzin. What about the suffix of Tachtov and Av Tachtov? How does that play into our equation here? Should that change the halakha? We didn't discuss Tachtov and Av Tachtov. All we discussed is Einus and Ratzin. What about Tachtov and Av Tachtov? Will that change something? That might depend. So Abayisai, I just want to do a small haschala. Beis Hashem, we're going to discuss the sugya of Sapech tomorrow. What exactly is a Svek Sveika? How does Svek Sveika work? We saw the Rajba. The Rajba, we brought it down at least. Rajba says it's like Roiv. We spoke about it, Roiv Tzadim. What does that mean exactly? It's Adav Mei Rov. What does that mean? That it works like similar to Roiv. That's one understanding in Svek Sveika. Then we have the question of the Pnei Yeshua. What do you mean? In Hochamam Basar Roiv. You don't go, you're not Maitzi Mammon with a Roiv. You're not Maitzi. You shouldn't be Maitzi Mammon with a Svek Sveika. It's no better than it should be like a Roiv. However, there's another possible Pshat in Svek Sveika. Two other pshatim. One of the pshat is Svek Sveika is there's a suffix if there's a suffix. According to Tosfos, what we're saying is this suffix is like so like far, it's like a roiv that it probably according to we can see another pshat. Svek Sveika is there's a suffix if there's a suffix. I don't even know if I have a suffix here. I'm a suffix if I have a suffix. A suffix on a suffix. Svek Sveika isn't even a suffix. Because I need to have a suffix in order to clear a suffix. But I have a suffix if I have a suffix. So I'm clearing if I should clear. If I have to clear, then I don't have to clear. If I have to clear, then I have to clear. I should clear. I don't know. Should I clear? Should I not clear? If you don't know if you have to clear, you don't have to clear. It's a suffix. If I have a suffix, I don't even know if there's a suffix. The suffix is not even chal. Let's clear this. I don't know. Should I clear this? Maybe I don't have to clear this because that. If I don't know if I'm clearing, if I'm not sure if I should clear, it's not even chal. The suffix. There's no suffix.
How would you
maybe this. Yeah, but maybe that. But maybe this. But you know what? There's nothing. I don't even have to clear that because why should I clear this? Because maybe that. So I don't have to clear this because what about that? I'm gonna clear this because what about? So svek sveka is perhaps. I'm not even sure if I have a suffix here. Is Hashem will continue with this and finish the Tosfos hopefully.